Thought we'd say a little something about the prelude this morning. The gospel reading today is the wedding feast at Cana. And one would think there would be some good English language hymns that incorporated that story and that message. Most of them tend to be hymns for a bride and groom, a wedding ceremony. And so I kept digging and came across a whole set of ancient Irish hymns in Gaelic. And one of them has a very poetic text regarding the story of the wedding at Cana. So with some digging and some rehearsal, Katie's agreed to sing the Celtic hymn in Irish Gaelic. We'll have the first verse on the screen for you in a second, but Michael's going to read the complete text, which is three stanzas. And it just puts you in a little different mindset for that story. And then, of course, it's a very haunting and beautiful melody. So over to you, Michael.
Sure. Thanks, Steve. So this is the text in English of what you'll hear. At the wedding which was in Cana, the God of graces was there in person, himself and Mary his mother, and wasn't the marriage beautiful? Companies were laid out there and in want of wine, but the water in the vessels, wasn't it beautiful to taste? O bright God, O Jesus, O bright King of the earth, who bore the crown of thorns and the sacrifice of the cross, torn and flogged among those without friends, you broke the locks which were against us. Too fine is the treasure of the Lord of glory has in store for us, his own blood and body as food for the sinners. Don't place your hope in gold or in wealth, because it is a falsehood like mist compared to the glory of heaven.
Thank you. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this brisk January morning. Please be seated. As many of you know, I grew up in Ottawa, and so I know we're heading towards a cold snap, but I have some Ottawa wisdom to share. Cold often means more sunshine. So let's pray for that. There are a few announcements. So Diane, come on up.
Hello. First of all, I want to thank each and every one of you on behalf of my sister's place and the men's mission for all the wonderful donations of hats, gloves, mitts, and scarves. Unfortunately, the need is always there. So I know you've given lots, but perhaps we can ask our friends and family if perhaps they have anything to give. So I'm going to leave the boxes here because we still have a lot of winter left. And I hope you can help out. Thanks.
Speaking of asking your friends and family, we are getting pretty close to Vestry Sunday, which will be at the end of February. And there is a search and a nomination committee that has been struck with John Sizeland as the chair of the nominations committee, which means it's also getting close to throw your friends and family under the bus Sunday, in which we invite people to talk to one another and see if there are any gifts in the congregation that might be being called to be part of the leadership of the parish. So I know that we're looking for a couple of spots on parish council. We'll be in the process of looking for two new wardens. The previous wardens are sticking around to be a resource. If there are people in the congregation that you think would be exceptional as leaders of this place, don't talk to them. Talk to John or talk to myself, and we will harass them for you. So that would be great. Speaking of getting to know each other and talking to one another, there is also a fantastic opportunity for some fellowship lunches and dinners that are taking place. If you'd like to get to know the people that sit around you, it is a fantastic opportunity to go over to somebody's house and make some new friends. There's a sign-up sheet for opportunities for this. You can find a time that works in your schedule. They are behind where you get the coffee in the Great Hall during the coffee hour. So please do sign up for a chance to get to know one another a little bit better. And if you're new or visiting the community, you're more than welcome to sign up for those too. It's just a great opportunity to build some bonds, make some friendships, and really strengthen the parish life of this place.
And just one more to add. As many of you know, we've been running the Kids Camino now for several weeks. This is our Tuesday evening children's group where we get together to pray and learn and have fun. Everyone involved with the Kids Camino, I'm hoping you remember that today we're gathering for a few moments after the service to have a discussion. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you our hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world. May your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, shine with the radiance of his glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed." And no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We feast on the riches of your house, O Lord.
We feast on the riches of your house, O Lord.
Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, and your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the strong mountains, your justice like the great deep. You save both man and beast, O Lord.
We feast on the riches of your house, O Lord.
How priceless is your love, O God. Your people take refuge under the shadow of your wings. They feast upon the abundance of your house. You give them drink from the river of your delights.
We feast on the riches of your
With you is the well of life, and in your light we see light. Continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your favor to those who are true of heart.
We feast on the riches of
of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you.
Please be seated. I sat down at the table in the office in the basement of our diocesan offices, and I looked at the two priests set to interview me. And after the initial introductions and the small talk, they began to ask their questions. "Anne, do you have all the charisms necessary for the ministry of a priest?" Now, charisms is a church word. It's Greek. It means spiritual gifts. So we're talking about the gifts that Paul mentions in his letter this morning and in several other places in other letters. It's a long list. Do you have all the charisms necessary? Now, if memory serves, my answer was an emphatic no, followed by a nervous laugh, and I think I ended with a question. Do people say yes to that? You probably shouldn't take them, which is advice they probably didn't need in that moment. Somehow they did not end the interview right then and there, and I continued on. It wasn't the first time I had ever been asked about my charisms, my spiritual gifts, the abilities and talents and skills that I felt that God had given to me for the work that God was calling me to do. It wasn't the first time, and it certainly wouldn't be the last. In fact, in seminary, you talk about it a lot. And now, it is certainly important that the people offering themselves for ordination are able to name why they believe God has called them to be a deacon or a priest, and to be able to speak clearly about what skills and aptitudes and joys that God has given them for that work. But I think there's another reason why we speak about charisms so much. Many Anglicans, dare I say, most Anglicans raised in Canada, need a little time to get comfortable with the whole idea of having charisms at all. I don't know if you've noticed this, but a lot of us aren't super comfortable talking about the Holy Spirit, specifically how she is active and moving among us right now. So we feel a bit awkward, a bit uncertain when it comes to naming the gifts the Holy Spirit has given each of us. Now, some of the gifts that Paul lists this morning are just fine. Knowledge and wisdom, I think we're all on board with those, fine. Healing, well, we'd probably prefer that God healed in a sort of straightforward way, but we'll take the healing, yep. Faith, all right. Discernment, well, that starts to feel a bit heavier, but I think we're still on board there. Prophecy, though? Miracles? Speaking in tongues? Interpreting those tongues? Well, that's a bit different. And we tend to be a little cautious when it comes to those gifts of the Spirit. And having been raised in an Anglican parish that had a bit of a charismatic feel, I support that caution. It's well warranted. And there is also such a thing as being too cautious. Paul's letter this morning reminds us that the Holy Spirit is not actually saving all those gifts, all those charisms, saving them up for those called to be deacons and priests and bishops. Each of us, everyone who has been baptized, has gifts. And these gifts all come from God, and God gives them to us in abundance for the building up of the church. Everyone has something we can contribute, a talent, a skill, a resource that we have been given, that we can use to help God's people. And they are different. There are different gifts, different services, different activities, and we need them all. And they all come from God. So when we, out of an abundance of caution, accidentally speak as though charisms belong just to clergy, we risk missing the gifts the Spirit has given to everyone. And we can forget that everyone has a part to play in living out our faith. Everyone has a ministry. And it's so important to remember that, because the church, whether we're talking about St. James Westminster, the Diocese of Huron, or any other parish or church in this world, we are best able to go where God is calling us to go when we make space, when we look for and build up the many gifts in our communities. A few years ago, Bishop Todd invited Bishop Lusa Nasenga Ngoy to speak at our diocesan synod. And during one of his presentations, Bishop Lusa spoke about in his community, they believe that wisdom is distributed. A child might utter a nugget of wisdom. And anyone who spends time with children knows that they do. An elder might also speak with great wisdom, born of their lifetime of experience. And because they are open to that, because they expect wisdom to come from sources we might think are unlikely, they hear it and they consider it. And so I wonder, what are your gifts? What are your charisms? What is your ministry in the church or outside of these walls? How might you use your gifts to serve God's people? Not as something to add to your to-do list, not begrudgingly because everyone needs to have a job, but because joy and life come when you engage with these gifts. If you don't know, if you feel uncertain or still a little uncomfortable with these questions, that's just fine. It takes time and prayer and often conversation to begin to understand what gifts the Holy Spirit has given each one of us. So if you aren't sure where to start, may I suggest you watch, you look around. Take a look at what others in our parish are doing, what groups exist, and no, I did not coordinate this with Michael ahead of time because vestry's coming up. The big group, the book studies and the Bible studies, Project Hope, they all run on and are sustained by gifts of the Holy Spirit and joy and time and talent, just as much as the pastoral care team and the choir and the liturgy planning. The work of the church is the biggest group project we have ever been assigned. And it goes more smoothly when we're using all the tools at our disposal. So let us give thanks to God, who gives us a variety of gifts an abundance of gifts. More gifts, even, than the wedding of Cana had wine. Amen. And let us stand and confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you fulfill our desires beyond our imagining. Transform our failures and disappointments into new opportunities for your kingdom. Revive your church in its mission to declare your love. With you, O Lord, is the well of life.
In your life, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, when provisions are low and you open up a new generosity, teach us to share of our riches and poverty. Give to all the leaders of all the nations a renewed vision. With you, O Lord, is the well of life.
In your life, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, you shared in the joy of a wedding. Bless all who are married and those preparing for marriage. May each find the other strength, companionship, and delight. With you, O Lord, is the well of life.
In your life, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, you responded to need wherever you found it. Bring your transforming love to bear on all who feel exhausted or drained in their suffering. May we taste and see your goodness. And today we especially think of Sylvia, Robert, Gavin, Catherine, Elizabeth, Jill, Kate, Joan, Dave, Sherry, the Elul family, Brian, Trevor, Abe, Kathy, Dawn and Nancy, Ken and Jennifer, Dave and family, Rapuli and Archie, Karen and Mary, Grace and Karen, Eleanor and Richard. With you, O Lord, is the well of life. Lord Jesus, on the third day you rose for our salvation. Gather to yourself all who have died. Bring us to share with them in the wedding banquet of your kingdom. With you, O Lord, is the well of life.
In your life, Jesus.
Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Living God, you have revealed your Son as the Messiah. May we hear his word and follow it and live as children of light. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. By water and the Holy Spirit, you have made us a holy people in Jesus Christ our Lord. You renew that mystery in bread and wine and nourish us to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the holy people who have served you in every age, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of terror into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you. My Lord, what a morning. Christian shout to wake the nations underground. Looking to my God's right hand, when the stars begin to fall.
Let us pray. God of glory, you nourish us with bread from heaven. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that through us your light may shine in all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And may the God of infinite goodness scatter the darkness of sin and brighten your hearts with holiness. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and among you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship has come to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks to all of you for the solo and our tech there. Sandy, great.